Wallace Chapman has arrived ahead of the panel hour at 6pm. Hi.
I have arrived. Very good to see you again, Jesse, now on the show. First up, well, actually not first up, but in the show, an elderly couple believed to have been killed by a ram at their rural West Auckland property. So I want to know from anyone listening that keeps rams, how might this happen? Are rams dangerous? Text me, please, 2101. We will be discussing that. Also, the fast track bill, last chance saloon. Jesse, submissions closed tomorrow. Now, supporters say it'll make New Zealand great again. Highways, houses, jobs. Critics say it's an environmental toxic time bomb. What do you think, panel listeners? We discussed that. And Rogernomics Part 2. So that's what Sue Kedgley came out of the gate with yesterday. Her words, not mine. That's what she said about public sector cuts. We unpick that a little bit on the panel today. And such a lovely, lovely, heartwarming story. The dog that is helping children with their reading at Warkworth Library. If you thought the man yesterday who kayaked the river in a large pumpkin was good, you wait.
And I did.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. You wait till you hear this wonderful, wonderful warmth of a story.
So can you give us any more clues?
No.
Okay.
No, you've got to listen to the show. That's okay. The point.
Is that how teasers work? I thought the idea was you tell us now so you don't have to tune in at 6 p.m. Okay. We're working hard behind the scenes today is Tom Rist-Smith, who's one of our producers, Wellington-based producer. Hey there, Tom.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, so what's on your mind today?
Right, so for my topic today, I've got something which I think this is going to sound a bit radical to some people, but bear with me, it's getting there. So I just want to give you a little bit of context first, which is that I have taken tomorrow off, so this is my Friday, and I am limping towards a three-day weekend.
Great, lucky you.
So, yeah, and I think it might actually be my first three-day weekend since I've started working here, because I worked over Easter and all the other ones.
Have you put in your timesheet?
Well, I've asked David. He said it was fine, so I'm going with that.
Perfect, yeah.
So, anyway, I'm going to Taupo. I'm going to go and see 660. Not really my thing, but my partner is taking our kids to their first ever gig, and I think it'll be quite cute, so, you know, whatever. Although,
cute.
I am worried that they've made me kind of these matching tie-dye T-shirts that I have to wear, which I'm not sure about. But anyway, we'll see. But the point of that is, it means three-day weekend. And so inspired by that, and this is possibly the controversial bit, I am proposing that we scrap the weekend entirely.
Okay.
Yeah. Go on.
Right. So don't everyone panic. What I'm not saying is that we all suddenly have to start working 7 days a week in the cotton mills or anything like that. Instead, what I'm saying is that we all have three consecutive days off, but we don't have a designated weekend. So you might have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Maybe I'll have Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And so, you know, for consistency, maybe you could always have the same 3 days every week, or maybe they could change each week. I mean, that's really for you and your employer to work out. I don't care. So I know at this point, I do feel obligated to say, sitting here in the RNZ studios, I do like my job. It's great. You know, people have much worse jobs than me. I've had much worse jobs than this. But an extra day off, I mean,
it's okay to both enjoy your job and look forward to the weekend.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So talk me through the benefits.
So, yeah, the benefits. Well, I mean, lots of companies have been trying this over the past few years. And I think actually, Jesse, you had one on your show on Monday, Tamiro Water.
9 days out of every 14 they worked,
So they're taking it halfway. I'm saying we go less than that. Well, that'd be 8 days out of every 14.
Yeah, but they're all taking the same long weekend at once. So the whole company is shut down Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You're proposing that people randomly across the company would just be saying, oh, I'm off. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm a Tuesday to Thursday guy.
Well, yeah, exactly. And there is a good reason for that. So we'll get to that because, like that company said, productivity, it turns out, if you work 4 days a week, is weirdly a massive boost. So I read an article in The Guardian that was titled Work Less, Live a Little More. And that points out that Germany and the Netherlands, they have the shortest working weeks, but they're some of the most productive companies and countries in Europe. Mm-hmm. And
let me get this straight. I just want to sort of clarify something. So every single person in the country will be working a different weekend. So it'll be fluid. There would be no such thing as how was your weekend?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, you could still ask, I guess you ask how were your days off if someone comes back into the office after their 3 days off. But yeah,
you wouldn't imagine us calling it the weekend, Tom. We'd just call it the...
Or I don't know what you call it. You just It doesn't. The weekend doesn't exist. It's just you have 3 days off.
How's your break?
When's your break this week? Yeah.
When's your break this week?
What? That's have, have we got to the benefits yet?
Right, sorry. I'm taking you on a really long-winded trail, aren't I?
That's okay.
But there's one more thing I wanted to say, first of all, which is that I did find a 2021 change.org petition, and it says New Zealand should have three-day weekends. It was posted by an Auckland intermediate school student called Samara, and she posted this in 2021. And I want you to guess how many... I mean, this is all of us to have three-day weekends. How many signatures do you reckon this petition got?
40,000.
He went too high. You always go low.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know, 400?
Well, actually, Jesse, you're a bit closer. It was 33.
Ah, oh, so there was no support.
Clearly, New Zealanders love their two-day weekends, but I'm trying to convince you to change that. And so, yeah, benefits, right?
It's not really supporting your cause, the old 33 petition signature.
No, yeah. It's not. And actually, I wasn't going to mention this, but Ayana, who also works on the show, sent me another one that had a measly 9 signatures. So it gets
worse. The benefits, Tom. What are the benefits?
The benefits. Right, so far at the weekend, you know, things are closed. If everyone works different days off, everything's always open. You'd always be able to go to the bank, the doctor, the dentist, do whatever. It'll always be a time you can make. And also, I think it'll be good
for the... Not if the dentist is taking a three-day weekend.
Yeah.
There'll be a different dentist, you know? There's a dentist. Okay, always a dentist. That's the thing about this, right?
Okay, sorry, yeah.
It's all right.
And many people would agree with you, Tom, because you see, life is now fluid, isn't it? You know, it's like two-day weekend is like linear TV, isn't it? It's basically you have to be at a right place at the right time. But as you say, you wouldn't say, "How was your weekend?" You go, "Hey, when's your weekend?"
Yeah.
Well, that's
so
it.
The benefits, Tom. Okay, so.
All right. I also think good for the economy, because not only does it make companies more productive, it turns out, but we all have more time to spend our money and keep it moving around. So if you own a cafe, you know, rather than being quiet, weekend, suddenly mad, you have like kind of a constant flow of customers throughout the entire week, because there's always someone off to come and frequent your cafe. So I think...
We sound a bit sceptical, Tom. We're just taking it in. I love new ideas.
Love them.
What do you
love
think them. Of this text from somebody who says... They have three-day weekends. Oh, I've lost them. This is Blimmin' Text Machine.
It just keeps rolling up, doesn't it?
They're in health anyway, and they say that actually by the time their weekend rolls around, it's quite lonely because the cafes aren't open, swings and roundabouts.
But everyone having a three-day weekend, right? I think that would solve that problem. And actually, Wired.com have a thing they call voltage drop, which is that when people have three-day weekends, the benefits seem greater than they actually are because they're still benefiting from the work of everyone who's only working two-day weekends, right?
Tom, have you decided what 3 days you would take off?
Oh, the thing is, Wallace, it doesn't matter. That's the beauty of this. It does not matter. And I mean, I accept that there are like, you know, there's logistical things like how are you and your partner off at the same time? Are you and your friends off at the same time?
Another question. So you just scroll through the year every week. You are going to decide to tell your boss which 3 days you're going to take off. Look, sound strange.
It's been great fun, Tom.
Yeah, really great.
I wouldn't say you quite nailed the case, but we're going to put it open to listeners on 2101. And I love new ideas, so we'll see what people have got to say about it. Thanks so much, Tom Rissmith,
Thanks, guys.
Wellington studio. A three-day weekend, whenever you like, during the week. What do you
whenever.
Think?
Whenever.
On to Checkpoint with Lisa Owen now. Wallace is back with the panel hour at 6.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.